The discus soared upward and outward, impressively at first, but then banked sharply and turned toward the stands. "My lord, what I am trying to tell you is," Bacchus began, futilely attempting to interrupt the king's rant. "And yet, my dear, worthless Bacchus, here am I still, having led a full life despite her damned prophecy. Let me tell you, if the gods truly wanted me struck down, they certainly took their sweet time to do it."
"Oh, that's not good," said Hermes, calculating the trajectory of the throw. "That's not good at all. In fact, it might be the worst discus throw ever, and..."
Like many of the spectators present, Danae followed the projected arc of the discus and froze. She had spotted the faces of Bacchus and Phylas, older but, to their credit, easily recognisable, which could only mean the old man whose face was turned away from her direction was...
"By the gods, no, 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 no!"
Her hand, which had remained resting atop Dictys's arm, tightened into a claw, causing him to wince and cry out in pain.
"I should know. Did I ever mention I'm also the god of sports?"
Perseus frantically waved his arms as he cried out toward the far end of the stands,
"Look out! Look out!"
As he continued his tirade, Acrisius became aware of a distant shouting voice. Distracted, he turned his head toward the source, just in time for the discus to hit him squarely and soundly on the forehead, killing him instantly.